God could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
RJ, what's going on today?
My girlfriend's parents, they seem to have an issue with me having tattoos, according to my girlfriend, because I have to wear long sleeves around them.
Oh, how did this start? I mean, have they seen your tattoos and then complained about it, or what's the deal?
Well, no, they don't know, but my girlfriend always says that when I come over and visit that I should be wearing long sleeves and sweaters. I think it's ridiculous. They're that superficial, really, that I have to really cover up myself.
Sometimes it's the fear of a grown child, like your girlfriend being an adult but still thinking that it's her dad talking to her when she was like 17, I guess, there.
I get that. I get that a lot. Have you talked to her about your concerns with this?
We spoke about it. I mean, the way I see it, it's just body art.
You know what? I want to hear what she has to say. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Lisa.
Hey.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Oh, how are
you? Great. I want to let you know we're calling you for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Spoke with RJ, and he told us that he's a bit upset about this hiding of his body art. What's going on?
Well, my parents are really conservative, and we haven't been dating for like a year yet. I don't really want them to know until they know that he's here for the long haul. Then I could just be like, hey, guys, this is part of who he is. Like, looking conservative and dressing nice, it's not costing him anything, and it's leaving a good impression, and that's just really what I want to do.
Whoa, Lisa, you do realize how ridiculous this sounds, right?
It's not ridiculous. I know my parents. If you told me not to wear something specific around your parents, I wouldn't. But the thing is, that wouldn't be an issue.
That would never come up because they would be open-minded enough to understand. I think I'm making a good impression already, you know? I mean, I've had conversations with them a bunch of times. I don't see why. They just can't get past an arm sleeve.
I know my parents. As soon as they know that you're committed to me and that we're in a long-term serious relationship, it's not going to matter. I just don't want them to think you're some kind of
But my body art, you know, is part of expressing myself. That is me. So by default, I'm not even expressing myself.
All right, guys, what we do here is we put things to a vote, and I'm curious what our audience has to say. Does Lisa have a point? Because she knows her parents better than anybody else. She wants them to like you, RJ. That's why she's doing this. And maybe people will side with her and say, just hold off a little bit longer, wait till you know them a little bit better, and then you can, you know, show up at the house with a t-shirt in the summer. But RJ, people may also agree with you and think that, hey, come as you are, and that's how you are, and they need to accept you, and that this is who their daughter chose to be with. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Sure. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
They haven't even been dating a year yet, but Lisa feels very uncomfortable letting her parents know that her boyfriend RJ has tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
He says she's just trying to hide it from them, and that's not cool.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. You want to please the other one's parents, of course, and give a good impression, but he thinks he's already been doing it. RJ says, listen, I've had conversations with your parents plenty of times. They seem very nice to me. What's the problem here? This is part of who I am.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Well, I understand what the girlfriend is saying, but I have to side with the boyfriend this morning. Bottom line is, these tattoos are a part of who he is, and she can't hide it forever. It's not like this is their first introduction. She said they've been dating for a while, so they're going to find out eventually. And then what if they feel like you've been hiding it from me all this time? What else are you hiding?
Right. I mean, they could put that on his shoulders, or they could put it on their daughter. You're not sure how that's going to turn out.
Exactly. So just be who you are. Open, honest. This is who I am. Love me or leave me, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Have a good morning.
All right. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. They haven't even been dating a year yet, and Lisa feels uncomfortable letting her parents know that her boyfriend RJ has a ton of tattoos. He's got to cover them up every time he comes around the house. He's embarrassed by the fact that she's embarrassed of him.
He's uncomfortable with the whole thing. He says, listen, I've made a good impression on your parents. This feels like I'm lying to them. I don't feel good about myself doing this.
It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Yana and Raven.
Good morning. I agree with
the guy that that's how it should be. However, I think that the girl's got some good points. I think of it as a job interview. Like, if I go into a job interview, I'm not going to be, I have everything covered up, but as soon as I'm in, kind of let it all hang out, you know, you're good to go.
Right. That's kind of the trick, because he feels like he's in. It's not like he's just meeting these people. He's hung out with them plenty of times.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, it makes more sense to, like, how have they not seen him in the past? They need to have an open mind if they already like him.
Yeah. Can you imagine how hot he was all summer long, wearing like sweatshirts, like trying to cover his arms? They're like, hey, it's 90 degrees outside. Right. Why are you wearing that sweatshirt?
Get some vitamin D, right?
Yeah.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Definitely going with RJ. You know, that's who he is. And if she's concerned so much about that, you know, what if they're out in public? Is she always going to keep thinking just what people think of him? So if she really likes him and she's, you know, she's dating him, she should be in it for him and not for anyone else, or even including her family. I'm definitely with RJ on that. Be who you are, you know, go with it.
I think that she is missing in interpreting what her parents are looking out for her for. Not that somebody who doesn't have body art. He is who he is. Her parents need to accept them right from the beginning. Otherwise, you're going to create something that's always going to be an issue. She needs to rethink her whole process of it.
I totally agree with RJ. He is who he is. The tattoos are part of his personality. And I think that if he hides it from the parents, they're going to think he's got something else to hide.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, it's RJ and Lisa. And RJ, our audience agreed with you. It's not fair, Lisa, to ask him to cover up who he is just because you're afraid of how your parents are going to react.
Exactly. See, I told you how ridiculous this sounds. Babe, please, just try to, you know, I'm sure they'll get past this.
All right. We'll see on Sunday.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on the show today. And if anybody else has an issue, you can send us an email too. It's couplescore@star999.com.